Blackstone Audio presents Lost Sound, The Forgotten Art of Radio Storytelling by Jeff Porter. This book is read by Arthur Morey. Introduction. In 1941, John Cage received a commission from CBS to write a score to accompany a radio play by poet Kenneth Patchen, The City Wears a Slouch Hat, a surreal tale that follows the urban wanderings of a mysterious man called The Voice. Divided into 13 scenes, the play chronicles the various encounters The Voice has with city dwellers, including a panhandler, thief, nightclub goers, bartender, cab drivers, street vendors, thugs, sobbing woman, and random phone callers. Like radio's shadow, The Voice has psychic powers he calls upon to disarm gun-toting thugs and predict the future. The play concludes with The Voice's retreat to a rock in the ocean, where he encounters another man who has left the noise of the city behind for the beating rhythm of the ocean waves. Both join in howling and laughing to the sound of the sea. With its many sound cues, Patchen's script was rich in acoustic opportunities for sonic experiment, and when Cage was told by CBS that anything was possible, he let his imagination run free, producing a 250-page score written exclusively for electronic sound effects intended to be treated as musical instruments. When that ambitious attempt proved unworkable, Cage quickly rewrote his score, scaling back his original ideas, using only percussive instruments: tin cans, gongs, alarm bells, whistles, bass drum, Chinese tom-tom, maracas.